Take your Bibles now and go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter number 6. Proverbs chapter number 6. We'll read verses 6 through 11 responsively this evening. I'll read verse number 6. You'll join me on verse number 7. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through verse number 11. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 6, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and they want as an armed man." Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30 now. Proverbs chapter 30. We'll read verse number 25 together. Proverbs chapter number 30 and verse number 25. Ready? "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for what you've done here already today. Lord, thank you for the truths that have been presented, Lord, in Sunday school, Lord, this morning in church. Lord, again this evening, Lord, now as we take time and, Lord, examine your word, Lord, we look at examples that you've given us, Lord, through your creation around us. Lord, please allow us to be wise this evening and heed the teachings that are given to us. Lord, may we take notice of it, Lord, and apply it to our lives, Lord, in every area that we can. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you as we listen. We ask that you'd speak to us. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
You may be seated. It is good sometimes to slow down and just do what God says. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we get busy about things and we don't take time to actually do what God says. We figure out what he says, but we don't actually do it. We look for greatness to measure a truth. But often we don't measure greatness the way God measures greatness. Something so profound is often something simple. It's not the deep, complex things. It's the simple things. God tells us in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 6, "Go to the ant, consider her ways." The ant. Just a little insect. God says, "Go to the ant and consider her ways." Why would God, the creator of the universe, tell us to watch the little old ant? Just the smallest of, there's not many insects smaller than an ant. So, I've watched a bunch of ants recently. I took time to do what God said. I went and considered the ant. And I want to put scripture to the test tonight and share with you a few things that I learned. Number one, are you ready? Take advantage of it. My introductions are never that short. All right. Number one, watching and doing what the ant does can make you wise. Watching and doing what the ant does can make you wise. Look at verse number 6. "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." Huh. Notice God's talking to the sluggard. That's the lazy part of us. And by the way, we all have that part to us. Most of us struggle with that. When 4:30 rolled around this morning, I didn't feel like rolling out of the sack this morning. I thought, what in the world is that noise going off in my phone for? Then I realized, it's Sunday. I hadn't preached for 16 hours. It's time to get up. And I did. The ant, listen to this, Brother Mike, you know, I realized something. The ant doesn't have a welfare program. The ant doesn't call in, it crawls in. If it's sick, it stays working, or it becomes lunch or breakfast. It gets eaten. The ant just keeps on going. Even though he may be tired, he keeps on going. Did you know that tired people rule the world? Well, I can't do this. I'm just so tired. Oh, you're just learning what it's like. Young people, college age and different things kind of crack me up because life gets complex. There's work, there's classes, there's a multiplicity of things to do. There's more responsibility, and it weighs heavy on you. If you're not careful, you'll get it out of whack. And it's part of college is to teach you how to balance everything out. That's one of the needs for young people. By the way, if you'll teach it to them when they're young, it's not as difficult when they get to college. They need to learn to roll out of the sack on their own. They shouldn't be 20 years old and having to have mommy wake them up. Mommy and daddy shouldn't have to make them go to their appointments. Mommy shouldn't have to make sure that somebody has clean clothes. Amen. They ought to know how to clean them themselves, press them themselves, comb their hair, wash their bodies in a shower with soap and water, and be presentable. Amen. Say why? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Everybody doing all right? The ant has inside work to do when the weather doesn't cooperate. I was here early this morning. I waited for the bus folks to leave. And after they left, I went out, and there were some ants on the sidewalk. They were working. But did you notice when the rain came tonight, they weren't out? They knew to stay inside. When it's cold and snowy, you don't see ants. The ant stays on schedule. Now listen to this. He does all he can while he can. He does all he can while he can. Because tomorrow may come and it's raining all day, and if he didn't have enough food stored up, guess what? He'd go hungry. Now, the simplest has wisdom for us busy, smart humans. Let me bring it down to where we live. Don't get so caught up in all of our gadgets and our toys and our computers and all of our technology that we forget to take time to do that which is important. Amen. I was talking to somebody recently. As a matter of fact, Brother Myers, or your son Steve, he and I were talking yesterday. And I said, Steve, I said, I don't even have a computer. He said, you don't? I said, I got an iPad, but I haven't turned it on in a year. I said, it'd take me an hour to get it charged up enough to even turn the stupid thing on. And he looked at me. I said, there's my computer. I said, now my secretary's got one, and I thank God she knows how to run that stupid thing. I said, my son's got one. I'm glad he knows what to do with it, but I know what to do with one too. It's target practice. Yeah. I still have a paper schedule. He said, now those are getting hard to find, aren't they? I said, no. I said, my secretary figured out how to print them on her own. We don't have to buy them anymore. He said, now that's pretty smart. I said, because I knew they're going out. I still have a paper schedule sitting on my desk, calendar that I keep all my own appointments with. I don't have to have my secretary nag me and remind me I have appointments. I put it down. I know how to keep my own appointments. Isn't that amazing? And I don't have to have a notification on my phone going, ding, you've got something to do right now. I don't rely on my phone to tell me what to do. I have a schedule that tells me what to do. Did you know before too long the weather's going to turn and it's going to get colder and stay colder? Maybe there's some things we should do around the house to make sure that the cold air stays outside and the warm air stays inside. Maybe there's some things that we should do to get the house ready for those things. I know that that's a foreign concept. You'll wait till it's 20 below zero, which we never get around here, but you'll wait till it gets in the 30s outside and say, whew, I better get to this. You're waiting for it to get here before you do it. Do it before it gets here, and it won't press you so hard. Consider the ant and be wise. Number two. Aren't you glad there's only six of these? Number two. They get tougher as we go, so hang on. The ant has no guide. Look at verse number seven. Bible says, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. Guess what the next 2 points are going to be. The Bible says that the ant has no guide. That means this. The word guide means captain or ruler or leader. Brother Mike, we're taking a fishing trip next week out in the bay. I'm glad we have a captain that knows where he's going. I could get us away from the shore, but I guarantee I don't know how to run that boat to get it back to where we came from. We'd end up in South Carolina or Florida or Bermuda for all I know. Jamaica, man, yeah. Who knows where we'd end up. I'm glad we're going to have a captain that knows how to steer the ship, get it to where we're going, and get it back to where we came from so I can get home. The Bible says that the ant does not have a guide. Now watch this. The ant does not need a leader to stand over top of him to get life's work done. One of the great ills of education in America in the last 20 years has been we are not teaching children to get their work done on their own. We are not teaching people that they're to do their job whether somebody's watching or not.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Back in the 40s and earlier, the unions were not a bad thing, but unions have become political, and now we're hiding lazy people in them. Now people can go take a nap and collect $30 and $40 and $50 an hour paychecks. And I've got very little respect for that. Well, the boss isn't making me do it, so I'm going to wait till the boss forces me to do it. You didn't have my daddy. Please don't take this the wrong way. Would you want a pastor that waits for God to force me to do what I'm supposed to do before I do it? Brother Mike, you know God's never came down, got me out of bed and said, you got to go to work and you got to do this. And yet I put as many or more hours in now as I did when I had a time clock. And oh happy day, the day I went ka-chink with the time clock for the last time in my life. I can remember it very well. I hated the time clock. Not because I hated my job, but I love working so much, I don't need a clock to tell me what to do. The ant doesn't need a leader to stand over them to get their work done in life. Did you know you're supposed to train your children to work? The word train is the difference is different than telling them what to do one time and expecting them to get it done. Most people will train their dog, but they only want to teach their kids. Ouch. Maybe we ought to quit worrying about Fluffy and Rover and teach our kids and let Rover and Fluffy figure it out on their own. Our kids need to learn that if mom or dad aren't there, there's responsibilities that need cared for, and they're supposed to do it whether somebody's watching or not.
Amen.
Now, listen to this. Most ants live 3 to 5 years. They're different than the average insect. Now, the queen of the colony can live up to 30 years. But the average ant, and that's an average on different types of ants and everything else, usually in moderation is around 3 to 5 years. They're not like a mosquito that's only around for a couple days or weeks, or a fly that lives a few days. These are creatures that live year after year after year after year. Now listen to this. Ants don't have to have someone telling them step by step what to do. They instinctively, by God telling them and putting in their little... Can you imagine how small the brain of an ant is? Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't criticize the ant that bad. An ant has more sense than Nancy Pelosi, which that doesn't take much, and probably a bigger brain. Did you hear? She wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment on President Trump, and he turned it around and said, something's wrong with her. She's crazy. Let's invoke it on her. I love it. Crazy Nancy. Amen. Ants don't have to have somebody telling them what to do. You know, you don't have a mama ant ruling over a bunch of ants following her. Do you ever watch geese? They'll have a bunch of little ones follow them, or ducks. They're everywhere, but they're generally not telling them what to do. They're just saying, look, I'm taking off. You better follow. And then they cross the road in front of the VA hospital. Everybody stops. I'm thinking, man, just keep on plowing. There's enough of them critters. We don't have to worry about it. My truck's higher than that, and if it's, it'll duck, and if not, oh well. No, I don't do that. I do wait. But I will say this, when I'm in Maine, I'm going to shoot a bunch of them too. So anyway, ants don't have to have someone telling them what to do all the time. Boys and girls, young people, listen to me. You shouldn't have to have somebody telling you what to do all the time. Learn to take initiative. Did you know the trash day comes the same time every week?
Yep.
Do you know generally your mom or someone will do laundry on certain days every week? You shouldn't have to be told all the time. My wife used to go shopping on the same day every so often, and the kids knew, look, if you don't get it in by then, too bad. You'll wait till the next time she goes. That's the way it's supposed to be. You weren't supposed to run by the store every day because you forgot something.
Right.
I'm not saying there's not emergencies and you don't have to stop. But in general, I know people, I've known people who go to the grocery store 5 days a week. And then they wonder why they can't get anything done. Well, God bless you. I could help you. It's called a list. Ants find a way to get it done. They don't sit there and cry waiting for somebody to come help them. Did you ever see an ant pulling on something about 10 times its size? And it's just struggling and struggling and struggling. It's not sitting down on the ground crying, saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. I never heard an ant say, I can't. I wish I could come to every human being on the face of the earth and get rid of the word can't. That word drives me. You can do a lot, but don't tell me you can't do something. Can't means you just have to try harder. Can't means you got to figure another way. Okay, you might not be able to do it the way you're doing it, but guess what? There's a way to get it done. When I went to Bible college, I thought Brother Hiles was kidding, so I went to the library. He cut the word quit and can't out of every dictionary in the college. It was not there. And whatever word was on the other side of the page, you didn't have it because it was gone. He didn't just blacken it through. He cut it out. Say why? Because he didn't want his preacher boys and the young people at his college to say, I can't do something. My God's big enough.
Amen.
With faith, nothing is impossible.
Right.
With God, all things are possible.
Right.
The ant doesn't sit down, I can't do it, I can't do it. Figure a way out. Parents, put some pressure on your kids and make them figure ways out. Be hard enough on, not mean, but hard enough on them to where they got to figure out a way to do it. Sometimes you got to push them a little harder than they're used to being pushed. I'm not saying you take Wyatt, who weighs 50 pounds, and give him a 200-pound log to carry. He'll get that when he reaches 100 pounds. Yeah, push it up the hill. Roll it up the hill, but make sure you run fast when it's coming back at you. But may I say this, there are some things that you need to push for your kids. I don't think that you ought to be satisfied with them telling you that they gave their best. None of us truly give our best at everything we do. Let's make our best better. Now, I think a good effort, good solid effort is there, yes. But when things aren't deficient, or when things are deficient, maybe we need to put our effort into a different way of doing something instead of failing the same way all the time. Boy, that's good stuff. An ant finds a way to get the job done. They don't sit on the concrete or in the middle of the yard crying because they can't do it. I was sitting in a tree stand for about an hour and a half last night. And I looked beside me, and Brother Mike, there was an ant crawling up the side of the tree. Had a leaf in its mouth twice the size of the ant. I'm 15 foot up in a tree stand. How in the world did that ant get that thing from the ground all the way up there? Now, if you're a 200-pound person, that's like you carrying 400 pounds up a tree. And hanging on the side. I thought, man, that critter's got some tenacity. Good for him. If I had known where he was going, I'd picked him up and carried him over there, but I wasn't going any higher. So the ant has no guide. Number three, the ant needs no overseer. Now, a guide is different than an overseer. Verse number seven. The word overseer is the word officer. Someone who enforces a written rule or a law. Everybody look at me for a second. Ants don't have police. Because they just know they're supposed to obey the rules or they're going to die. Can I tell you something? We shouldn't have to have apps on our phone to tell us where the police are so we slow down. I've learned what some of you all do. You think I'm totally technologically stupid. I'm not. Some of you have them programmed into your GPSs even. People on Facebook, alert over here, there's police. Oh yeah. I've been around some of y'all and I'm thinking, mm-mm. You know, if you just drive the speed limit, you don't have to worry about all that mess. It's that simple. I drove from Georgia and Kentucky. I didn't get stopped one time. Didn't worry about it. Didn't every police officer I saw, I never touched the brake. I didn't worry about it. Say, why? You drive the speed limit, you don't have to worry about it. Haven't gotten a ticket in 31 years. Can I tell you something? What kind of testimony would I have as a preacher getting 2, 3, and 4 tickets every year? I don't want that kind of reputation. I figured if I'm going to be a man of God that obeys the laws of God, I ought to be able to obey the speed limit. Everybody doing all right? I didn't say I agreed with every speed limit, but I still obey it. There are places the speed limit really should be faster than it is, and there are some places it ought to be really slower than it is. Yeah. Ants don't have police because they just know to obey the rules or they'll die. They know to stay in during the cold or they're going to freeze to death. They know to not go out in the rain. Okay, raindrops don't mean much to you, but compare a raindrop to the size of an ant once. You get hit with one of them, that's like getting hit with a 55-gallon drum water balloon. You know, it's time to stay in. They know what time of day it is, and they don't stay out too late so they can get up the next morning and work. They're too busy thinking, too busy that breaking the rules doesn't enter their minds. Do you know the best solution to keep young people out of problems? Work them till they drop, especially boys. One of the problems in America is we've left the farms and we've left the rural areas and there's not enough work in the city to keep people busy. Well, we lived in the city, but them boys chopped wood and carried wood. We did things that required physical labor. They were out mowing the grass with me from the time they could reach the middle bar on the lawnmower. Doesn't mean that they mowed the grass, but they thought they were mowing the grass. Then when they grew and could reach the other bar and push, I'd walk behind them and they'd push and I'd push a little bit. Then when they were big enough to push it on their own, I'd make a couple laps and they'd make a couple laps. Then when they left for college, I got a self-propelled so I didn't have to worry about it. Solve that problem, amen? Matter of fact, they got a log splitter after they left. Why'd you do that, Dad? Because I fed two of them before, and I don't have any left to feed. Let's feed it some gasoline, amen? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you have to have somebody enforcing you to do things before you'll do it? Do you have to have people at work that oversee you so that you don't break the rules? Or how about you just keep the rules? I got to hurry. Number four. Ants have no ruler. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. The word ruler means governor, one who has the power over. Ants don't have Nancy Pelosi trying to grab power. Amen. You are watching the biggest and the most colossal, for the last 4 years, mutiny the world has ever seen. Young people, listen to me. This is not the way America is supposed to work.
That's right.
There are so many things wrong on so many levels, it's not even funny. Even when you didn't agree with the President of the United States, you still respected his office.
Amen.
They don't respect one of the most respectable presidents in history. By the way, has given his entire salary away and his retirement for being president every time he gets it. He's doing it to serve his country.
Amen.
He truly loves America and wants to see America do well. Okay, what's so wrong with that? Isn't it amazing? The people that said he colluded with Russia were finding out were the ones that colluded with Russia. Sound familiar to a principle I've taught you? You know your enemy by how they attack you because that's how they think. Can I tell you why Nancy Pelosi is trying to invoke the 25th Amendment? Because she knows if Joe Biden gets in the office, they can pull it and she becomes president. Kamala Harris can never become president. She's not fit for the presidency. She's not legal to become president. She's not a legal born U.S. citizen, nor are her parents. She's an anchor baby. That means the Speaker of the House would become president. That is why she's invoking the 25th Amendment right now. Not for President Trump. It's in case she can corrupt the election enough to get Biden in office, and everybody already knows Sleepy Joe is about to go to sleep forever. Now, ants don't choose a leader. They just work for the sake of the colony. They don't have the queen is there to do one thing: lay eggs. They feed her to keep the colony healthy. They don't compare their work to another's and whether their work is more important than the other person's or whether they did more work than somebody else did. Why do we have to compare our work with everybody else? Why do we think that somebody's position's more important than ours? Folks, I believe that pastoring a church is the greatest calling of God in any human being's life. I'd have to step down to be president of the United States. But if you walked into the bathrooms of this church and they hadn't been cleaned in 6 months, Whoever cleans the toilets would become the most important person in the church. And you bring a bunch of squalling babies in here in dirty diapers, and whoever watches the nursery is going to be the most important person at that point in time. Why do we think that one job is more important than another? In the home, the dad is not more important than the mom, and the mom's not more important than the dad. Everybody has their role to play. Let's play it, and let's not talk down or criticize one another. Well, you're just not as busy as I am. Okay, you stay home with the kids, you clean the house, you clean the clothes, you cook the meals, you do the shopping, and you put up with a complaining, whining baby like you. And find out how long you last. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun right now. No aunt is more important than another. They all need each other to survive. There's no power struggle in the colony of ants. There should not be a power struggle between a husband and a wife. There shouldn't be a power struggle between young people and their parents.
Right.
Young people, listen to me. Mom and dad's still mom and dad. No matter how much you think you know, you don't know enough yet.
Amen.
I used to get mad hearing Brother Hyle say, I got more sense in that little finger than you got in your whole head. I'm getting to the point where I got more sense in that little finger than any teenager's got in their head. Guarantee it. Not because they're dumb and I'm smart. I just have a lot more experience, and I've already made the mistakes they're about to make.
Right.
If everybody pulls the same, let's not worry about comparing who's got a more important job. I just wish I could be a board member. I wish I could be this. I wish I could be. How about you just do your part and God will take care of the rest?
Amen.
It doesn't mean you're less important than somebody else. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun up here. Number five. I'm going to turn around and preach to the wall. Number five, ants provide in advance for needs. Listen to the statement. Ants provide in advance for the needs. Look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 8. Provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in harvest. They have enough to sustain them right now, but they're saving up for the time when they can't be out of the colony working. Are you ready? Ants don't live on Visa and MasterCard.
Amen.
Ouch. They don't have the first bank of ant.
Amen.
Now, ants prepare, they don't borrow.
Amen.
Notice it doesn't say that they borrowed. I'm not against borrowing to buy your home, large purchases, as long as you have the income to back it up.
Right.
And not your overtime.
Amen.
Your standard salary. Ants store up and they live by what they have. They don't live by what they want. Too many people in America live for what they want, and they've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 credit cards maxed out. They have everything they want, but they're too busy working to try to pay it off and juggle interest rates and juggle credit cards and getting new credit cards to pay credit cards that they don't have time to enjoy everything they want. I love you. Go to the ant. Ants store up and live by what they have, not by what they want. Be wise like the ant and don't live on credit. Store for the days in which you cannot work. Can I tell you how to be wise? Live off of your salary and any overtime you get, put it in the bank for retirement. You want to have a happy retirement? Live that way. Live off your 40-hour pay. if you have to work 60 hours just to pay your bills, you have way too much debt. Now, I work more than 60 hours a week. My pay doesn't change whether I work 20 hours a week or 100 hours a week. Yep. When you live by salary, you live by salary. And I put a lot of overtime in. It's all right. But may I say something? You ought to learn to live by what you need, not what you want. Just because your eye sees it doesn't mean you should have it. I've got to hurry. Number six. I love this. Ants work by teamwork. Did you ever notice it's rare to see just one ant? There's always usually many of them, especially if they're in your house. You never find just one. Ants stay fairly close to the colony. You know, if you and I thought about it this way, you know, look how small an ant is, and if he had to walk 50 yards, how far is that in comparison to the size of that ant? How far would you have to walk? That's like walking 50 miles. And yet they just keep on going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They choose an area that will sustain their colony for a long time. Then somebody squashes a bug on the pavement and they say, ooh, it's overtime. Bonus day. We get more bug for our bang, amen? And they start dragging bug parts. They start working together. Now, they'll infest that area. Somebody drops a Skittle on the ground. And it's like Party City. You go out there the next day and there's 4 billion ants on that one little piece of Skittle. And you can see a line going all the way back. And they're just eating off what they can and taking it back. Eating off. They found work closer to home and it's a big potful. You wait a couple days, that Skittle's gone. They'll eat that whole thing up. Take it back to the colony. Can I tell you something? If one needs help, others pitch in without being asked. Do you know I never saw ants communicate with each other and say, hey, I need help over here. No, they just keep going and say, you ain't going to believe what I found. Follow me. They just always stay busy at the work that they have and that they can do. Now listen to this. They can penetrate the hardest tree and make their home inside the heart of a tree. I can't tell you how many trees I've cut down that the middle of it was hollow. Or a big section of it. I was driving out in Kearneysville yesterday, and there was a big old limb that somebody had cut up. I thought, man, right out across the road, why'd you drop that stupid thing in the road? Well, when I came back, I found out that limb fell out of the tree, and the whole inside of that tree was hollow from ant damage. I mean, you're talking a tree almost as big around as the middle of this pulpit, and two-thirds of it, the center of it, was gone, and that limb had fallen off. You could see where it was all hollow and black and eaten up in there. Those ants can penetrate inside a tree and eat their way, and they just live inside that tree, eating away. Man, I've cut down big trees. Brother Barnes and I cut down a tree one time, and there was about that much tree, and the rest of it was hollow. And that tree was probably that big around. Out there at Bob's that one time, back there behind his one trailer. I mean, it was just as hollow as could be. We didn't get a piece of wood off that stupid thing. How that thing never fell down, I do not know. Now, wait a minute. They can find their way into the most influential and most expensive homes in the world. How many of you have ever had ants in your house? Raise your hand. Yeah, they're there. Now, if you go down south, you got to watch these little red piles of dirt. They're called fire ants. We were in Georgia last week or so, and we were getting ready to get out of the driveway, and Michael looked at my wife and said, Mom, don't step there. That's a fire ant hill. My son, when we were in South Carolina, found out what fire ants were. He was just a little shaver, and he decided to sit down in his diaper in one day. We heard this god-awful squalling and him running, and it wasn't a white diaper anymore. It was crawling with ants everywhere, and he was screaming away, and it was an exciting time. He still doesn't like fire ants, and he was too little to remember it, but he remembers them things, let me tell you. We used to take care of them with gasoline, amen? Pour gasoline on them, and poof, and they just fry away. It's great. There is poison you can put on them, but gasoline's more fun. You know? Hey, why put up with poison when you can use gasoline? Now, if you use too much, that old hole goes, whoosh. Don't do that. All right? Neighbors get upset when the ground shakes. They can find their way into the most influential homes. The White House, it doesn't matter where it's at. They ants are everywhere. They have one goal. And that's the health of the colony. They work for everyone, not just themselves. Hey, Dad, realize you're not working for you. You're working for your family. It's not all about you. It's about the health of the family. I gotta quit. Our church is not filled with lazy people. It's a busy church. But I wanted us to obey God, and God said, go to the ant, consider the ant, and be wise. And I just wrote down about six things that I learned from watching the ant as God commanded us to.